More than 2 million Muslims from across the globe gathered Tuesday around Mount Arafat near the Mecca birthplace of Islam for their annual pilgrimage. At Arafat in western Saudi Arabia, a massive crowd spent the day praying and asking for God's forgiveness. Among this year's pilgrims is Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, invited by Al-Saudi King Abdullah to become the first president of the Islamic Republic to take part. His pilgrimage has an added significance because of the somewhat rocky relations between Shiite Iran and Sunni-dominated Saudi Arabia. An Iranian demonstration during the Hajj in July 1987 led to Tehran and Riyadh breaking diplomatic relations. Security forces tried to break up the protest and 402 people, including over 200 Iranians, were killed. While Ahmadinejad has visited Saudi Arabia twice as Iran's president for meetings, he will be Iran's first leader to take part in the Hajj pilgrimage, according to the IRNA state news agency. Ahmadinejad, the leader of the Shiite Islamic Republic, a country that has jolted the entire Middle East and frightened its Sunni neighbors in recent years, with its push for Shiite political and religious superiority, a push that is being accompanied by patient work on a nuclear program, ingenious deception, and time-delaying tactics to keep Western critics at bay. Saudi Arabia, the leader of the Sunni bloc, is one of Iran's frightened neighbors. "We propose the establishment of economical and security pacts among the seven states," Ahmadinejad told the recent summit of the Gulf Cooperation Council. In the wake of the recent published American intelligence report, Ahmadinejad, in the eyes of the Gulf states, has become a Gulf celebrity. Invited to conferences and pilgrimages other Iranian leaders could only dream of attending. Could it be that the Gulf states are scared?